A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, and welcome to Sassy Speaks, the podcast for everything Hong Kong. We've been in the city for 10 years, and now we've decided to take the leap into the brave new world of podcasting. I'm your host, Sarmai, and here are three things you should know about me. I'm part of Team Sassy. Pop culture is my jam, and I love talking to anyone and everyone. Every week, I'll be sitting down with two awesome guests. We'll be having candid conversations about everything Hong Kong. From all the dating tips to managing your personal finances, we're not holding anything back. Here we go. So did anyone else have a hard time making friends when they first came out to Hong Kong? I mean, I moved back after growing up here, and I still find it ridiculously hard to meet people beyond the superficial, so what brings you to Hong Kong? To make all of our lives a little easier, I brought in two of the most social people I know, Jenna and Sarah from Girls of LKF, to give us all their life hacks on just how you can go about making friends in our city. These girls are the pros people, so listen up. Hey ladies, really excited to have you on our podcast today. I'm really excited to sit down and have a conversation with you about like social life in Hong Kong. It feels like you can't break into circles. Like, where do you even start? Do people talk to each other?
Right.
And it's hard to meet people. It's hard to make new friends. And especially even, like, I mean, I grew up here, but for people who didn't, like, where's your starting point? I don't, you know, really know. You guys are the co-founders of this amazing PR events company, Highlight Asia, which I'm going to let you introduce yourself in a bit. But you clearly know what to do in Hong Kong to expand your social circles, build your network, and like have a great experience here. But first, I'd love you both to tell us a little bit about yourselves, Hong Kong, how you met. Because, I mean, clearly you guys are very good friends as well as business partners. But I'm excited to hear about that. And also, I know you guys come from some really cool, diverse backgrounds. So, yeah, go for it.
My name is Sarah. I'm born and raised in Hong Kong. I'm secretly a computer nerd. I'm very techie. But people can't tell because, I mean, beneath all the heels, glitter, and dresses and makeup, I'm really into checking out how to hack into things. But don't tell everybody that. How I met Jenna. I mean, Jenna, introduce yourself.
Oh, okay. I'm Jenna. I'm actually originally from Singapore. My family moved here about 20 years ago. I went to school in the UK. And actually, fun fact, I studied fashion photography.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You should see her photos. They're really good.
But yeah, and marketing just kind of fell into my place, my lap. Yeah.
Yeah, you came into Maximal Concepts, so that's where we met. I was a PR and marketing executive. That's when I started doing social media, and then Jenna came along, and we were doing events, and it just kind of rolled over from there.
It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun at the same time.
That made her, for me, the perfect business partner to work with, so yeah.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about Highlight.
Highlight Asia started, actually, it's, 2 years ago from today, exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It came from the idea where, I mean, we had background in marketing already. We worked together for 3 years, but we wanted new challenges, so we left. And we went our kind of like a separate ways, but we were still in touch. And then I think there was a point in time where we were like, hey, Jenna, how do you feel about your work? She's like, I mean, it's good. It's good. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Me too. And then we would side eye each other and we'd be like, want to do something? And be like what? Like marketing? And we'd be like, okay, let's try it out. And then boom.
It's very clear in this room, and I'm pretty sure over this podcast that you guys are very good friends outside of just being business partners.
Yes,
and probably spend a lot of time together, which ties very nicely into my little icebreaker I have for you today. It's not easy, I would say. Like, I mean, in college, I lived with, like, one of my best friends, and it almost ruined our relationship, because living with someone is, like, a big deal. Just, like, starting a business with your friend is a big deal.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
The fact that you guys are here 2 years on and doing so well, like, congratulations. It's amazing. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and on the count of three, you're both going to answer either Jenna, Sarah, or both.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. So who's the more extroverted half? One, two, three.
Sarah.
Okay, easy agreement. All right. Who would drink the other under the table? One.
Sarah?
Okay, we'll do... No. We'll do away with the one, two, three. Okay. Who's better at time management?
Jenna.
You guys are so in agreement over everything.
By a mile.
All right. All right. Good to know. Who's the tougher boss?
Sarah.
You really know each other very well, you guys. This is great. Here's a fun one. Who's more likely to order the first round of shots?
Sarah.
Good. We are going out next weekend.
Yeah. Should have brought a bottle.
Oh, my God. Oh. Let the record reflect that it is 3 p.m. All right. So I think we've established that neither of you are particularly the shy type. So I do actually have a very serious question. Like, how did you build up that confidence in yourself and your skills? I mean, taking a leap of faith, and you guys are both superstars. So, like, how did you do that?
It would have been through a lot of bullying, honestly. I mean, I don't want to dive into that, but I mean, we learn through the hard experiences, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy for me to make friends, honestly. But that's why I have a lot to say today.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of it, basically. Okay. What about Jenna?
So I went to boarding school when I was 11. So I was away from my parents for the longest time. I was in England for 10, 12 years without them. Mm-hmm. So I really had to, you know, put myself out there and really become independent and, you know, fight for myself and fight, you know.
What you do is, like, basically put yourself out there with these brands, these companies, and, like, everything that you guys have, like, from what I know of your career paths, has been really instrumental. So knowing that, like, that's what got you there is really awesome, and I think it gives a lot of faith also to people who maybe aren't quite there yet, and know they will get through that. But I wanted to touch on something that you talked about making friends. What do you guys think of the social scene in Hong Kong? Like, do you see yourself here for a long time in your network, and why?
Social circles in Hong Kong, yes.
It's tough.
It is cold. Trying to break into a group of friends, like you mentioned, can be really difficult.
I think the standards are just high. And people feel the need to really, really have to fix how you look as well and have to build yourself up. Because let's be real. The first question in Hong Kong is, so what do you do? So you feel like, oh, but what if I just work in a bar, will you still be my friend? What if I work in a bank? Jobs have a lot to do with it, and I think that's why people kind of fall back on trying to get out there and introduce each other. Honestly, it would be nice. I would advise, if you were getting to know someone, don't ask them what their job is. Ask them, are you happy in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
And start talking about that.
Yeah.
What do you like in Hong Kong? Because this is the one thing that everybody has in common in Hong Kong, is that you're all here. Yeah. So why don't use that as a conversation starter?
I think especially if you have grown up in Hong Kong, those social networks with those people have already been established. So trying to make friends with that kind of circle is definitely much harder to break through.
Yeah,
it's really about putting yourself out there, trying to see if there are different groups that you can, you know, meet up with, or if you have different interests, where there'll be meetups. Yeah.
Jenna, I know you're not, you're from originally from Singapore. Mm-hmm. So what made you stay in Hong Kong?
My mom. No, so family, really. Okay. And I was living in London for the longest time, and I thought a lot of my friends had moved back to Hong Kong.
Okay.
So I thought, why not try something new? I've been away from my family for 10 years or so. It'd be nice to go back and experience something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think something that's been really interesting for me and in my working life in Hong Kong has been how I take those relationships from work to, like, you know, you go from, oh, I get to see them at 10 a.m. on Monday to, like, let's hang out on the weekend.
Yeah, which is lovely.
Which is great. But I think people can find it really hard to take that step. And I've been really lucky in that. Working at Sassy, that's sort of come naturally. We just all, I think also the nature, I've got to give a shout out to co-working, because the nature of being in this kind of open space definitely allows you to have conversations that they range from, like, oh my god, this is, like, how do we get this done, to, like, have you seen this, like, dope YouTube video? And I think that makes right, and I think it makes it easy to, like, make that transition. But I'm also aware that we're in the minority in Hong Kong, and work culture can be really difficult here to go beyond, like, let's get coffee at 4 p.m. to, like, get a break. Like, how do you, like, do you have any advice for people who'd want to, you know, get, move past that and move past that friend flirting into, like, you want to hang out with me? Like, how do you get there? Because I think it's really difficult sometimes. Friend flirting can be really, really tough. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, what do you do?
I like that word.
Friend flirting.
Yeah. It's like, it's the way I like to think about it, because it's so much, like, you have to, you know, when you're making a new friend, it's like, do I add them on Facebook?
Yeah.
Do I ask for your number? Do I WhatsApp you? If I've double texted and you don't text me back, do I text you again? There's, like, so much anxiety around it that I think is very, very parallel to dating.
No, I completely agree.
I guess for me, I would mention, I mean, don't want it to sound like an advertising platform. Jenna and I run a community called Girls of LKF.
I really was hoping that.
It's 4.5 years strong and still growing. It's through this community that we start to ask each other, which event are you going to? It's a community of women that go socialize through events, drinks, dinners, spas, recommendations, help, even advice. Somebody has a breakup, you can talk to anyone. And my favorite part is you don't actually know who you're talking to, but everybody's sharing that advice, so nobody's judging.
Yeah.
And then you start to get to know each other through meeting up at events and going for drinks. I can honestly say I've never approached someone randomly and say, do you want to grab coffee? Because I feel like, okay, maybe coffee will make me nervous or jittery. So I go, hey, I heard this is happening. You want to come for a drink? And then drinks are easier. Like, you ease into conversations. And there's music. And people are dancing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I know we've talked a lot about how much like the social life here is dominated by you know, F&B and going out and stuff. But what do you do if, like, you know, your friend doesn't drink, or you don't drink, or for whatever reason it might be, and you're just like, you know what, I'm so tired of going to Wyndham Street and, like, pushing and shoving my way through. I just kind of want to do something on the day with my friends. What are your favorite things to do? What do you recommend?
Ooh, my favorite thing to do is to have a barbecue at home.
Yeah. Love that.
But I have the luxury of living in Clearwater Bay, and I have a terrace, so I love holding barbecues.
They're
just
amazing.
Going for a hike. You know, going for a hike. My favorite place would be, like, during the summer, is to take the speedboat out and go to Dalong Wan and spend a day there.
Yeah.
Because it's just stunning.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah.
I'm going to sound a little antisocial because I'm a mom. I need to have my kids with me. So I have my son, my pup, and I meet up with friends that also have their kids or the dog. And we hang out at parks, maybe go to the beach. I live in Caribbean Coast, so I just invite them over as well. Similar, yeah.
I know, I was like, for people who work in Central Shengwan, Hong Kong Island side mostly, like,
but I hear it from my friends. They like to go to yoga sessions together.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just stay away from the drinking and take a break. I heard there's a book club, but I've never been. So I'm not really sure what that's like.
It's super weird. I love books. I love reading. I have never in my life been in a book club. I don't know why. It's super weird.
We start
if you hear us out and you know where this book club is, could you please give us a holler?
Please let us know.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm gonna also take this and say, have you guys heard of Meetup?
Yeah,
I also, when I first moved back, not a lot of my friends from high school were back. I hadn't started working at Sassy yet, and the work I was doing wasn't in a particularly friendly environment, and I was pretty lonely. And I did download Meetup, and I never went.
Oh.
It's so bad. I don't know why. It was just like that anxiety of like, I'm going by myself.
Yeah.
And I like, I even to this day, I've got to say, like, sometimes going to things by myself like really freaks me out. And that's really strange after working for 3 years at Sassy.
You're not the only one.
Yeah, so like, I think that's a big one too, is like, how do you overcome just feeling alone? Like, do you just, you know, YOLO rock up and just do it, or do you grab a friend? My go-to is like, hey, got a plus one, do you want to come with me? Just
that's
bring
the
them in
way.
That situation. It's great. And I've got some great friendships out of doing that, so I just gotta bring people along, I guess.
Yeah, bring people along. And I guess the whole problem about going to these meetups is you think people are gonna judge you, so it's just trying to be like,
absolutely,
keep an open mind and be like, you know what, you know who you are, and just go out there and just try it out.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing bad can happen.
Yeah, that's true. I think that is the only thing that, it's kind of like what you guys were saying in the beginning. It's like the last thing you want to be doing is regretting that you didn't do it. Like,
exactly.
What do you have to lose?
Nothing,
right? So yeah, if you're looking to make new friends, Girls of LKF, meetups, do all of that. I have one question for you as well. One question, I'm going to just repeat. I have just the one. No. My next question for you guys is, how do you know when it's, how, what do you do when you're mixing friend circles? Because that is actually kind of a issue for me.
Ooh.
It's like, I've got my work friends, I've got my home friends, I've got my gym friends. How do you mitigate that circumstance?
And you have the friends with no filter where you can't bring to your work friends. I've never really thought about it, but I would just always introduce each other to whomever. I think my rule is always smile. And if anyone feels awkward, smile bigger. They start to laugh, so it works.
Do you have a go-to, like, awkward silence question that you ask? Like, if it's silent, like,
yeah.
What do you...
Mine would be, what are you thinking about?
Like, you just ask them directly.
Like, do you have any travel plans?
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, where are you going next? Oh, Bali. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Finding common ground, right?
Yeah.
Actually, travel is definitely one of mine, too. I'm like, so, what do you have planned for your next vacation?
What are you going for Christmas?
Okay. One piece of advice from you guys about anyone who's just moved to Hong Kong, what they can expect, what they should do. What's your, like, go-to key thing to keep them here? Because we don't want people to leave.
Yeah.
Definitely join Girls of LKF.
I have my boyfriend's friend just moved over from Shanghai, and she was feeling homesick. And he was like, hey, can you just invite her to Girls of LKF? And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And she's already made a few friends from the group.
Awesome.
On just, like, a night out drinking.
Yeah.
And I think just keep busy.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing.
Yeah,
you're moving to a new city.
Sick, right?
Yeah, if you're moving to a new city, there's so many things we can explore. Going to restaurants, trying new bars, going to meetups again. Yeah, there's so many things you can do.
My boyfriend lives in Barcelona. Every other month, I would visit him for a full month. I do feel homesick when I go over there. And what I've done is I go on Facebook, and I type in Barcelona women. Barcelona girls, and then think of a hobby and just add the city or country. Yeah. Right. So I typed down Barcelona volleyball and I was playing with them. Oh, I met awesome. International people that were playing volleyball. There was, you know, not even drinking. Not. Yeah. It was really chill. You just find common ground. Yeah. Yeah, common interest. Say you're into books, right? Or you're into fitness, or you've got kids, or you're into puppies, or, you know, you're an artist. Find that common ground and then start connecting with people. But the best way for me is really through Facebook.
Oh, it's really cool. Actually.
Instagram.
Yeah, like that's, I think, the first time someone's like brought up social media as an actual tool to like go connect. Meet people.
Isn't it
connect?
Insane?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. And it's, I think, crazy. We're like getting over that hump where it feels weird. Like, I've definitely, you know, I think earlier on there was this idea that, oh my God, you can't just like message someone and you can't just like follow them. And now I think, I think it's like all fair game, which is really cool because you never know like who you'll meet up with. And I had a similar thing. I, when I was in college, I was in a sorority, and there was someone, and like they reposted recently on their Instagram a picture of someone in Hong Kong from, like, I would never have known her. Like, she started way after I graduated.
Yeah.
And I literally just messaged, and I was like, hey, I know this is really weird, but like, you're a Theta, I was a Theta, you're in Hong Kong, I'm always down to make new friends, want to grab a coffee? And it was really cool, and like,
that's,
you know,
nice.
And like, it was the first time I'd like used Instagram or to
see,
try and reach someone.
See, but you have common ground, so that's
that's what it was. It was like the fact that we had this this shared experience, and I was like, I'd love to know what is happening in California now, like this would be awesome. So yeah, definitely common ground, I'm hearing this is the... This is the thing. Find someone, find what you guys both like, and go into it. My one rapid-fire question for you and for people looking for inspiration. Where are some key places you like to take friends to for a good night out? Where you can, like, hear them, maybe where you like to go dancing, and a really good cocktail bar you like.
Tasmania Ballroom, because you could either go out in the terrace when you want to continue talking to each other, or you go in, you play pool, sometimes there's ping pong, and it's a great space. You know, there's a long bar, the DJ booth is accessible, like everybody's really friendly there, so definitely my go-to when you're new or trying to hang out at night. It's Tasmania Ballroom.
Hong Kong institution. Love Taz. Yeah.
Stockton's a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually haven't been, believe it or not. I know. It's on my list.
You. Yeah.
All right.
We're taking you.
Yeah. We can take the rest of this conversation offline to Stockton. But thank you guys so much for being a part. Where can we find you on the internet? Where can people find you?
Instagram? Facebook?
Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
My Instagram is sarah.filipina.
I do follow you, I know that.
And my Facebook is Sarah V. Yeah.
Hit Sarah by Facebook, you know that she's like down for that. It's cool.
Please do. I like chatting with people. I like meeting people.
My Instagram is at Jenita, G-E-N-N-I-T-A. And you can also find us on Facebook under Highlight Asia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Highlight.
And Girls
Asia.
Of LKF.
Cool.
Girls of LKF is on Instagram. Yeah. And most likely, if some of you are listening to this, probably your photos are on there too. We like to repost women that have posted on Instagram because we want to, you know, just be a community.
Yeah. Build a community.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've seen a lot of my friends on that too.
We like to give shout outs.
Yeah.
You know?
It's cute. I love it. Before we wrap up, I have one final, very, very quick rapid fire round for you. But before I do that, I just like a one line definition of what sassy means to you.
Okay. Sassy for me is someone, I don't know, I can't put it into words. It's like, that's me, you know, snap.
Sassy.
All right. All right, this is a very quick game called Sassy or Not Sassy. I'm going to throw out some phrases or some things, and you're going to tell me sassy or not sassy.
Okay.
Okay, so Stormy's syringe shots.
Not sassy.
Sassy. Yes, bring
it
in.
I love it. All right. Next Hong Kong institution, dancing on the bar at Carnegie's.
Not sassy.
Everyone has to do it at least once. The 10-shot challenge.
Where is this?
Let's go with, is Geronimo's 15 or is it 10?
15.
Okay, we'll go with Geronimo's 15 shot challenge. Okay.
Sassy.
A lot of friends surprisingly on that list. I was like, wow. The rugby sevens.
Sassy.
All right. Yeah, I agree. We're all like got some grimacing. Karaoke at Red Mister.
Sassy.
Love Red Mister. Good. Club 7-Eleven.
Not sassy.
Tram parties.
Super,
super sassy.
Jenna's like not feeling it. Galentine's Day.
Super so mega super sassy.
Love it. Camera eats first.
Sassy.
Yep. I agree. Gotta get the Insta, you guys.
Yes.
And pub quizzes.
Not sassy.
All right. Not well, not for either of you guys. All right. We'll go to Stockton's no pub quizzes. Well, thank you so much for joining us today,
thank
you guys.
You.
That was awesome. And yeah, looking forward to some more hangs with the girls of LKF.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you're going to be partying with us soon.
Yes, definitely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new from our guests. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, we've got all the information you need, as well as some extra reading in the show notes, as well as on our website. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, review, and share our podcast with your friends, your family, your next door neighbors, strangers on the street. Hey, it could be the best conversation starter. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sassy Hong Kong if you want to connect with our team some more. We couldn't have made this podcast without the help of some amazing people, so a big thank you to our producer Susie and the team at Creative Productions. Without our guests, we literally wouldn't have anything to talk about, so as always, show them some love and follow them on the internets. And finally, the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us along the way. This has been Sassy Speaks, Sarmai out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.